Prime Minister Andrei Babish is currently on an official visit to Israel, meeting with his counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu, and has high hopes for strengthening what he says is a strategic partnership. Tom McEncrow asked Irina Kalhosova, an expert on Czech-Israeli relations from the London School of Economics, what makes the relationship so special.
There are many, many reasons. You mentioned the history, which I think still resonates among the Czech foreign policy actors. For Czechs, Israel is quite special. And that's interesting because since 1989, since the Velvet Revolution, this stance has been pretty stable. So no matter who was in the government, simply this foreign policy, pro-Israeli foreign policy orientation was kept by all the governments. But it's also a political decision because the Czech Republic is a supporter of Israel as the so-called only democracy in the Middle East. Israel is an interesting economic partner for the Czech Republic. It's really very, very strong relations, especially Skoda Auto found a very interesting market in Israel. And also in the question of defense, the cooperation is growing. So, yeah, Israel is definitely an interesting partner for the Czech Republic.
Innovation, cybersecurity and water resource management are some of the main topics on Andrei Babiš's agenda in Israel. We know these are important issues for the Czechs, but how serious are Israelis about cooperating in these areas? I mean, what do the V4 countries and the Czech Republic specifically have to offer them?
Well, these agendas in which Israel really excels are in sort of a gate for Israel to get other support from either the Czech Republic or Visegrad countries or actually any country in the world which is interested in this kind of cooperation. So having very intense cooperation with the Czech Republic on all these issues means that Israel has a good partner, a reliable partner in the European Union. And that, of course, counts, especially considering the fact that, as we all know, Israel's position in the EU is not as good as probably Israel would wish to.
Israel was supposed to be hosting the Visegrad 4 summit right now, but fallout between the host country and Poland prevented it from happening. However, the presidency of the Visegrad group is due to be handed over to the Czech Republic this summer, and Mr. Babiš actually recently said he will attempt organising another meeting between the two parties in autumn. Is this likely to happen, or just are these rifts between Poland and Israel unlikely to be repaired?
No, I think there is a great chance that it will happen because, first of all, as I mentioned, the Czech-Israel relations are very good. So I think Israel will not want to disappoint the Czech Republic by saying, no, we are not coming. Concerning the Polish-Israeli relations, it's, of course, much more complicated because history plays a role and Israel and Poland see certain events in the past very differently. But in the past, it already happened about the so-called Holocaust law, and they were able to find a way out of it. So I'm sure that both Israel and Poland have an interest to actually overcome this diplomatic dispute and go back to the negotiation table and actually to improve their relations. So I think it's more or less a short-term problem.
Irina Kalhosova ending that report on Czech-Israeli relations by Tom McEncrow.